Happy, happy Mother's Day. Happy Women's Day. When I reflect on Mother's Day and I reflect on all the women of the world, one scripture came to mind, and that's in Mark chapter 3, verses 31 and 34. And that's when Jesus is actually sitting among the people. He's ministering. And his natural mother and brothers come to visit. And the disciples come to him and say, your mother and your brother, they're standing out there. They want to see you. And then he looks and he turns at the people. And he says, who are my mother and my brothers? And then he spreads his arms and he looks at the people seated around him. He says, and I want to echo this to everyone today. Jesus says, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sisters and mother. We serve an inclusive God. We serve a Savior that's sending a message through these very words that each and every one of us are entitled to his love, entitled to be a part of his family. So happy Mother's Day to all women under the sound of my voice and visual presence. You may be a mother of biological and adopted children. You may be a spiritual mother to young women, men, and children. You may be that mother that's married or single, raising children alone. And I think you know what I mean. You may be that grandma, that sister, that aunt, that cousin or friend, caring for a child, children, or adult, just like a mother would. To the father who's lost a wife or is going it alone to raise your child, your children, happy Mother's Day. Let's pray. Father God, I come to you as only I know how to humbly sit down, Lord, that you might be elevated, that you might be praised, that the words of my mouth may be true words that will be resonated in the hearts of the people here to hear this morning. I pray, Father, that in their hearing, there'll be understanding, that there be clarity, and there may be a word that they can take with them to move through this season that we're in. Father, I give you the glory and I give you the honor. And I thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. When Pastor asked me to pray, I searched scriptures. I searched sermons because he said, do you have a sermon? I said, I got sermons, Pastor. But I continued to search. I continued to look. And you know, with every Women's Day, with every Mother's Day, it's always, let's go to Proverbs 31. And I kept going back and reading and reading. And finally, I really landed with Proverbs 31. But you know, with all my reading, he said, with reading, get understanding. What resonated with me today in my scripture is only one verse. And that is Proverbs 31 and 17 in the King James Version. And it reads, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. In alignment with Pastor Burke's sermonic series, Stay at Home Makeover, the message for this morning, strength under pressure. The first part of Proverbs 3, 31 and 17 says, she girdeth her loins with strength. The biblical expression to gird the loins meant to put on a girdle. And it signified the person was ready for service. Even in battle, men would gird themselves. So do you recall a time, and some people, some women still do, when you were not fully dressed unless you had your undergarments with a girdle on? To hold things in place, to keep it right and tight, they would say. And heaven forbid, when you were younger, if you didn't have on a girdle, older women would say, she looked mighty loose. And so it is even in biblical times, because they would say anyone that had on a loose girdle or had loosened their girdle, that was an indication that the person was either lazy or just resting. Now, when I read a little further, I'm like, there's got to be even more clarity to where I want to go with strength under pressure. The Amplified Version says, she equips herself with strength, that spiritual strength, mental and physical fitness for her God-given tasks. And then she makes her arms strong. Proverbs is often referred to as the book of parables. So, and we know that Jesus taught many based on just parables. There's always a story. So we must not limit these words to just physical strength and visible works. At best, this proverb lends itself to a prophetic notion of spiritual strength, a spiritual woman, and a spiritual church. Though King Lemuel, at the very beginning of Proverbs, gives an account that his mother offers him in looking or finding a wife. The words are descriptive and useful for all women and men if you're looking for a wife. However, do you recognize women in your life like the Proverbs 31 woman? Do you see them in your church that truly fit Proverbs 31? I can see their strength, the works that they do to support family, friends, and church. See how they reach out to the homeless and less fortunate, standing in meal lines at the mission, doing marches for children of need. Do you see them offering their time, their talent, without care for praise or recognition? Do you see the same woman under pressure? Where does their strength, creativity, unique talents, resourcefulness come from? Where do you see yourself under pressure? No doubt, if you've watched any television during this time of stay in place, social isolation, and physical distancing, did you binge watch any TV? Maybe Tiger King, maybe Game of Thrones, just to name a few. How many of you in the commercials of a new series heard the quote by Eleanor Roosevelt? A woman is like a tea bag. You can't tell how strong she is until you put her in hot water. Well, I thought about that, and I thought about it long and hard. What if the hot water keeps coming? It just keeps flowing. If anyone knows and have brewed any tea, if you add a used tea bag to hot water, the strength of the tea weakens. Women and men of God, we are beyond the tea bag analogy. God gives us strength, and no matter how much hot water life may bring, the word of God says, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. Jesus's power is our strength under pressure. John 14 and 12 says, if his promise, in his promise to us, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. As believers, we must know that we are equipped to overcome. That the greater works that we do is we have been empowered by our Lord and Savior. Verse 17 continues to stand out more than any other verse Because all of the other verses, as I read and reread, they speak to the works of the wife. They speak of how she goes about her day and gives examples of integrity, examples of her strength. But verse 17 tells us how she gets there, how that virtuous woman of God, that wife, all women can gain strength, what equips her to do the exceptional tasks that she does. Being called that book of parables, the whole entire parable itself of Proverbs is a lesson to all women. It's a lesson to the church. I hear there's life lessons to be gained. And the life lessons come in three ways. When Lemuel is sharing this prophecy that his mother gave him, I hear her saying, be mindful of negative influences. As a church, as a woman, as a man, we have to be mindful of those influences that will affect us and keep us off our mark. Not too long ago, I shared about that unsettling in my spirit. I didn't want to claim fear, but every now and then when you continue to hear news about coronavirus and everything that's going on, there is an unsettling. So somehow we have to release whatever it is that's going to trouble us and become that negative influence. If you don't want to go to the doctor and you've got hypertension, then you know you need to lay off the salt. If you don't want to have to worry about the dentist, then you need to brush your teeth and gargle and make sure you're doing what you need to do so you don't have to see the dentist so often. If you want to make sure that you're going to be take care of during this time, you got to get up, you got to move, because that's what's being suggested. But then you've got the influence of the television is saying, go out and do, but use wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. He says he gives it to us freely. Ask him for wisdom. And then secondly, just do the right thing. Do what Jesus would do. I think that's what the mother is telling telling his son, and she's sharing with us, just do the right thing. To even under pressure, you're going to get up and you're going to go about your day. You're going to be resourceful. We got women in our church that for the first time have planted their own little herb gardens. You got women in the church that are going to different places delivering food. We're calling to find out what others may need and finding out how to get it to them. We are being what God would want us to be. We're doing the right thing. And thirdly, we got to strengthen ourselves. That's the one thing that Proverbs 31 and 17 just encourages us, that we got to constantly strengthen ourselves in the Lord. As Pastor would say, we must always be in a state of becoming. So in order to be in that state of becoming, church, women of God, men, children, teens, whoever you are, we must pray. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, and I believe this is the time that we have to really put our hope and trust in this particular verbiage. If my people who are called by my name, we got to humble ourselves, church, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Got to do the right thing. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. I believe the Lord is drawing us nearer during this time of COVID-19. He's saying that no matter what's going on, that I have that balm in Gilead that can help you, that can move you along and encourage you. This strength under pressure, we need to be able to endure and face every test each and every day. So it's going to require us to gird our loins. And biblically it says to gird up one's loins means to prepare oneself for something requiring readiness, strength, and endurance. Now the loins, being a nurse, I had to further investigate. Now, what is this loins? Now, the loins is that part that's connected between your lower ribs down to your hips. That's your core. And if you know anything about your core, when you're doing exercises, people always say you need to build up your core because that gives you stability. That gives you the ability to be able to live better, to be able to exercise better. So in order for us to be more effective in what we're doing, we got to gird up. We got to strengthen ourselves. So as a woman, a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a prayer warrior, an encourager, our roles never end. Now add the hot water I was talking about with Eleanor Roosevelt. COVID-19, death, finances disturbed, food deserts, daycare, homeschooling, sickness, staying at home, and maybe not. It's a new normal. It's a new normal like no other normal that I've ever known. Because when I think of new, I think of a time when I got a new dress. I got a new pair of shoes. I got a new revelation. I got a new word. I got a new grace. I got new blessings. But this new, it's a new like when you were growing up back in the day and girls would say, she sure got new on me. And what did that new mean? Her attitude had changed. She's not like the person that she used to be. Because in this new normal, I can't hug my mama that's 91 years old. In this new normal, I haven't seen my daughter and hugged her in almost 8 weeks. In this new normal, the husband of 31 years that would come home and kiss me first thing, I gotta say, did you wash your hands and wash your face before he comes in to greet me? What about this new normal that you have to consider? And know if it were not for the love of God, where would we get our strength under pressure? It is by the grace of God, this season, any season, without Jesus, there would be no strength under pressure. The last part of Proverbs 13:17 says, and strengtheneth her arms. Our arms are our physical tools, church. We use them to work and to serve. This is truly a time to gird up, draw those strings tight, strengthen our arms to reach individually and as a church. Our pastor will come and he will share the power that we gain when we strengthen our relationship with our heavenly source, Jesus Christ. I say to you, and I reiterate the fact that we must gird ourselves. As children of God, we are constantly under construction. And if you allow me to use a little bit of Ephesians 6, I'm going to talk about how we work on our temple daily. It's with those spiritual tools that we are able to go to work, because we can wear the helmet of salvation when we're under construction to cover any unforeseeable snare and danger that would take us out of God's grace. With our loins girded tightly with truth to assist us with any lifting and cares of burdens, by discernment and wisdom we're able to go. When we don on the breastplate of righteousness, that's our protection, so that when we're under construction, nothing can injure that vital part of our body. Our work shoes are the ones that we are shod with the gospel of peace that prepares us for work. Shielded by faith, we quench all fiery darts, those nails of the wicked that may be used to destroy our temple. But lastly, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. We strengthen our arms, lifting our sword, our Bible. That becomes our hammer to build our temple or to break away every threat of safety and stability. In everyday physical construction, here you go, Pastor, stay at home. We're staying at home, but we're still under physical construction. This is our stay-at-home makeover. So in physical construction, it's important to have someone with a knowledge and understanding of structural properties. Usually they're able to tell you how to hold up the weight of a building, how to keep the floor from collapsing if you add so much weight. This person can help you to just determine all the specifics and the design that's necessary to ensure that the structure is stable and secure. This person is called a structural engineer and can help anyone attempting to build better and understand load limits, strength under pressure. Always and forever, we have a structural engineer named Jesus, accessible whenever the load seems too heavy. He knows every detail, how we're made, how much we can actually bear, when and how to offset our load and keep our earthly building intact. Glory to God. So I say, look to Jesus, church. He is the author and finisher of our faith. That tells us that when our faith gets weak, because he's the author and the finisher, he is able to give us more than we can even ask or think, to keep us going, to keep us from collapsing, to keep us weathering the storms, to be the wind beneath our wings, to be the Lord and the covering, to be the shadow, to be all that we would ever ask, all we will ever need. Hallelujah. He is our strength under pressure. Gird up, beloveds. Strengthen your arms. Be encouraged in Jesus. Be encouraged in Jesus this day, every day. Let the Lord be your God. Let the Lord be your shepherd. Let the Lord be your comfort. Let the Lord be all that you need. So in the wee hours, when CNN is going off, when times are getting to the point you don't know where your next inspiration is going to come from, I pray in Jesus' name that your inspiration come from the Word of God, and that by his Spirit, you are uplifted and you are kept. I thank you now. I thank the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, church. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.